Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the pixels and lines of code that shape our digital world. I'm Alex, your guide to all things tech.
And I'm Jamie, the ever-curious co-host who asks all the questions you're thinking but might be too afraid to ask.
Today, we're unraveling the mysteries of media queries and how they're the secret sauce behind responsive design.
Ah, responsive design. That's making sure a website looks good on my phone, tablet, and laptop, right?
Exactly. But there's a lot more to it than just shrinking things down. Media queries let us tailor experiences not just for screen size, but for performance, accessibility, and even user preferences.
Sounds like a lot to cover. Where do we start?
Let's kick things off with the basics. Media queries are a feature of CSS that allow content to adapt to different conditions, like screen size or device orientation.
So it's like saying, hey, website, if you find yourself on a tiny screen, maybe don't try to squeeze everything in.
That's one way to put it, Jamie. It's about making sure that no matter the device, users get a seamless and accessible experience.
I've heard a lot about mobile-first design. Is that related?
Absolutely. The mobile-first approach is where you start designing for the smallest screens first, and then add more features or content as the screen gets bigger. It's like building a house by starting with a solid foundation and then adding on rooms, rather than starting with a mansion and trying to squish it into a tiny apartment.
Makes sense. Start small, dream big. How do we decide where these changes happen?
That's where breakpoints come in. They're like the markers on a ruler that tell us when to switch up our design. But picking the right breakpoints is more art than science. It's about your content and how it flows, rather than hitting specific device sizes.
So, no more designing just for the latest iPhone model.
Exactly. It's more sustainable to think about types of devices like mobile, tablet, and desktop, rather than specific models.
What about all those fancy new CSS features I keep hearing about?
Great question. Modern CSS gives us tools like Clamp, which lets us smoothly scale font sizes, and container queries, which are a game changer because they allow components to respond to the size of their parent container, not just the viewport.
Hold up, you're saying we can make a video player or a photo gallery that resizes itself based on how big its container is, not just the whole screen?
You got it. It's like having smart components that know where they fit in the grand scheme of things.
This sounds powerful, but also like there's a lot that could go wrong.
True, there are pitfalls. Overusing media queries can lead to bloated CSS, and not considering accessibility can alienate users. Plus, testing is crucial to catch layout shifts and ensure your site performs well across all devices.
Testing on real devices sounds like a hassle. Got any shortcuts?
Well, while there's no true substitute for real-world testing, tools like browser dev tools can simulate different devices and conditions. But yes, nothing beats checking on an actual phone or tablet.
This feels like a lot, designing responsibly for so many possibilities.
It is, Jamie, but it's also incredibly rewarding. When you get it right, you create experiences that are not just usable, but enjoyable for everyone, no matter how they access the web.
Before we wrap up, any final tips for our listeners diving into responsive design?
Start with the basics and build up. Focus on content flow, use modern CSS wisely, and always keep user experience at the forefront. And don't forget to test and iterate.
Thanks, Alex. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Whether you're listening on a smartphone, tablet, or hologram, we're glad you chose to join us.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. Until next time, keep coding smart and living tech savvy.
Bye, everyone.